Armed American Radio listeners, today's Armed American Radio's recorded version of the national radio broadcast, the Armed American Radio podcast, is being brought to you today and every day by North American Arms. Make sure to visit NorthAmericanArms.com for the finest mini revolvers on planet Earth. NorthAmericanArms.com. Enjoy the show.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance. X Insurance. From the Sig Sauer Studios. On the Patriot Mobile Platinum Microphone. Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
Here we go. It's a Taco Tuesday. Greg in Dallas, Texas. Welcome inside the Sig Sauer Studios. X Insurance is presenting all of this today. The Patriot Mobile microphone is lit up for you. Daniel Defense has got the video if you're watching. Greg in Dallas, how you doing? Is it hot down there or is it cold down now?
It's not too bad, actually. We're having a pretty nice day. It's
warmed up.
Yeah, mid-70s.
It was 38 degrees here when I got up this morning. I was nice. So angry about that. I was angry about that. 38 degrees. Well, whatever. That makes me want to go home to Florida. Greg, would you tell people where they can watch us in the toasty Armed American Radio studios today and all that fun stuff?
Sure. If you want to watch the show, all you have to do is head on over to armedamericanradio.org or .com. On the right-hand side of that website, you're going to see the menu icons. Just give that a click, and when that window opens up, you can select that Watch Live option if you're driving. Hit that Listen Live link, and if you've missed any previous episode of this program, head on over to the podcast link. If you'd like to join our live chat, all you have to do is head on over to your app store, grab the Telegram messaging app, create your profile, and search for Armed American Radio Conversations.
Yeah, let's go welcome David Kodria to the program. David doesn't know this yet, but he's going to be making an appearance on our 15th anniversary show Sunday evening. David, how are you? Did you know that?
No, but you know what? That's actually going to work out because my wife is going to be out of town. She's got a very dear, very old friend that's in poor health, and she's going to go down and spend the weekend with her. And so I'm going to have, I'm going to be left to my own devices, so I can be out on the porch with two fingers of the good stuff and a good cigar going on.
It's funny you said, because my wife is going to be up near you. She's going to be in Ohio for the weekend. She returns, though, I think in time for the show. But yeah, I might even pair you up with the Mad Ogre. You never know what's going to happen. Could it
be
a
classic? You guys will just make fun of my Venturi tubes again.
Oh, can you imagine you, Neil, and George for a classic AAR quick roundtable segment on Sunday? Ooh, keep your eyes peeled and ears peeled, ladies and gentlemen. All right, David, good to know. So first off, before we get started, Hillary Clinton says Donald Trump is going to kill people and Joe Biden's uncle was eaten by cannibals. You want to handle that before we go any further, just for fun on a Taco Tuesday?
Well, you know, I mean, there's a term Arkanside for a reason. Okay. And I mean, you know, it's like the projection that they always do, project on you what they have planned for themselves. And in terms of Biden's memory not being what it should be, I think that that's been something that we've seen for a long time. You know, he has been bragging how he taught constitutional law. And so I responded to that tweet, and I said, well, you know, it would sure be nice if somebody had the courses and the syllabuses and the reading assignments and things like that, so we could see, you know, what depth of Second Amendment expertise you're claiming a responsibility for being a professor of. Before we go any further, okay, I have a message for Greg. And when I was on the phone waiting to come on, he asked me about a bill about homeschool families not being able to have guns. And I found LakeExpo.com says Missouri bill could outlaw guns for homeschool families, legal experts warn.
That looks like it's SB 727. I just found that one as well.
Okay, David, hold that for 1 second. Let me bring you up to speed on this, ladies and gentlemen. During the top of the hour break, it wasn't a break, but while we were
before
waiting
the show
to come
got
on air
rolling.
Today, before the show got rolling, Greg mentioned to me, Greg, why don't you tell people, actually, can you play the clip? Let's play the clip.
Give me a sec. Let me find it real quick. Yeah, give me a sec.
Yeah, so we figured, because I had not heard of this, and David, here's what I didn't want to hear. I didn't want listeners around the country to hear this and we not be able to confirm that this was real. Go, wow, did you hear on Armed American Radio what they said or what they did? And you've been able to confirm this, as Greg did momentarily. I was a little bit too busy to do that while he looks for that clip. We'll play.
I'm good. I'm ready to go.
You got it? Yep. Let's play this, David. Take a listen to this.
Well, they just keep attacking and attacking the American people. That was a nice catch. Anyways, so they're trying to push a bill through that would state, if you are homeschooling your child, that your house would now be considered a school zone. And for all you Second Amendment, all of us Americans have the Second Amendment, that would make your house a gun-free zone. And if you kept your weapons, then felony for an American citizen trying to homeschool their child. Because the school system has become so dirty that none of us want to put our children in it anymore.
All right, let's stop there, Greg.
Yep.
David, there you go. Now, I heard that clip at the top of the hour, and I couldn't confirm it quick enough, and apparently you did. I was hesitant to play it, but tell us what you found, please. This is, ladies and gentlemen, this is unfolding right now live.
A day after that report that I cited came out, another report came out in the Missouri Independent. Headline, Missouri Senate amends House bill to ease passage of K-12 tax credit expansion. And it says, the lead paragraph says, the Missouri Senate voted Wednesday night to ensure homeschool families are allowed to own firearms. So the bottom line is that that this legislation went through and it was poorly written. And someone noticed it, and it looks like they quickly went to resolve it. However, had it not been noticed, it could have gone through and turned that into a gun-free zone crime. And you know, who knows what states that are more, what blue states more hostile to 2A will do.
Ed, let me go. You said bottom line is, let me go bottom-iner, because we make up our own words here, Greg.
Yep.
I'm going to go bottom on her than that, because here it is. They tried.
It was
they
there.
Tried. Somebody tried that.
It was there. They had to amend it.
David, the creativity, as Alan Gottlieb says, never ceases to amaze us.
Yeah.
They tried.
Well, they, you know, we know what they want, and they want to, you know, infringe every step of the way. I've got, you know, Mark, you called me up 5 minutes before the show. Can I come on? And I said yes, but I got a granddaughter right here. Say hi, Claire. Say, who is that?
Hi, Claire.
I'm on the show, Maureen. she just. So you want to take the granddaughter out of here? Thank you very much.
How old is she?
I know, me too. Okay.
How old is she, David?
Going to be 2 in September or in
August.
Almost
ready to go to the range with Grandpa. So, ready, David.
Yeah, you know, just the joy of my life, man. She's just, we're babysitting her this afternoon. The mother's at work and the father had to go to a special business meeting, so we've got her this afternoon.
So let me explain to listeners. I called David, 6 minutes before the program? I said, David, I was going to take the show solo, but I'd really love to have you on. Here's why. Because as I was looking through and going through some of my stuff to work on today, two of your columns popped up that I hadn't yet gotten to in my alerts. Maine AR-15 class canceled because a handful of FUDs and prohibitionists squawked. We love ragging on FUDs on the show. And gun store owner defends approval of Biden background check rule. So, ladies and gentlemen, I jumped on the phone literally 5 minutes before airtime now, and I said, David, you got to come on. He said, oh, you got it. So I really do appreciate you jumping in here. We've got a couple minutes. Let's get started on the FUDs, because I love to pick on FUDs. Maine AR-15 class canceled. What did the FUDs do now?
Okay, well, here's Maine is required the Department of Inland Fisheries and Wildlife. They are required by law to do certain things, including to offer classes. And they, you know, had a list of classes they were going to offer, and they put that list out. It went out to approximately 400,000 recipients. And some people got a hold of it, and they said, well, wait a minute, one of these classes is for AR cleaning and maintenance. and the FUDs just went nuts. How dare you do this? These are weapons of war. And so I had to put in, you're familiar with the Freedom of Information Acts that I do all the time.
Right.
Well, Maine has a Freedom of Access Act, and so I sent a request into that, and I was quite happy that rather than give me grief and a bunch of redactions and stonewalling like I typically get from ATF or from the Justice Department, they were pretty timely in their response, and they were pretty complete and comprehensive in their response that they sent to me. They essentially sent me.
Okay, wait, hold on a second. We're getting ready to take a break. Hold on. Let's go into that when we come back, if that's okay. I want to get into some of the weeds with you on that, David. That's important. Ladies and gentlemen, Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues here in the Sig Sauer studios on the Patriot Mobile microphone. It's all being brought to you by X Insurance, of course. Daniel Defense presenting the video if you choose to watch us. Please don't do that while you're driving, okay? Remember what he said. Listen to us. It's really easy to do. ArmedAmericanRadio.com. We'll be back. We have three more segments with David Codrey. Don't go away.
The following segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is being brought to you by Patriot Mobile. Visit patriotmobile.com/AAR and use the AAR promo code to get free activation today. Welcome back to the show.
Yes, welcome back to the show indeed. Patriotmobile.com. I have my patriotmobile.com phone right here on the charger. And it is Patriot Mobile, patriotmobile.com. Visit patriotmobile.com/AAR. Use the AAR promo code. And guess what? You get free activation just like I did. Welcome back to the program. X Insurance presents it all. Sig Sauer Studios lit up for you. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom today and every day in front of this Patriot Mobile mic Monday through Fridays and the Sig Sauer mic on the weekend broadcast. 15 years coming up this Sunday, so stick around for that. It's going to be a great program. David Codria, back to you, my friend. You know, you mentioned cigars. I want to talk about that briefly. You're going to enjoy one on the show on Sunday. I am too, by the way. And you can enjoy whatever two-finger stuff you want to, because we probably will too, just for kicks and grins. I don't know. You never know. Celebratory day. But David, we've got a new partner that we're going to be announcing. I cannot give away the name yet, but it is about a year into the works. And ladies and gentlemen, if you enjoy a fine cigar from time to time, you're not going to find any finer. Trust me, I have a delivery coming tomorrow. And David, it's going to be cool. That's all I can say right now, but you get the idea. David, welcome back, brother. You'll participate with us. We'll make sure you get taken good care of.
Absolutely. Sounds like a plan.
Oh, it definitely is. The government doesn't like what we're talking about because the video is buffering. That normally happens when they don't like what we're talking about or what we're getting ready to do. Let's go back to your main, I guess, well, we'll call it a FOIA, Freedom of Information Act. What did you find?
Okay, well, like I said, I was pleased that their response was so comprehensive, probably because they also responded to one of the local newspapers who was asking them, and so it didn't cost them anything more to give me the information than they'd already come up with. But they sent me a total of like 7 emails with about 50 different attachments to them that I had to combine into one PDF file, which took me longer than to write the danged article, to do that background.
Wow.
Maintenance work. But what you found was out of 400,000 emails that went out, only a handful of people objected, and about an equal number of people objected as supported it. But just to give you the idea and why I said the FUDs and the prohibitionists, here's a letter. Mostly I was alarmed to see a workshop on how to properly clean an automatic assault rifle, especially in light of the shooting massacre that happened in Lewiston less than 90 days prior. And I completely understand and respect that people like to hunt in Maine, but I feel it's time for our state government to introduce a different narrative that warns about the danger and lethality of automatic assault rifles. So,
okay, David, let me just get some clarification from you. Well, clearly the killer in Lewiston, Maine, used a fully automatic assault rifle, didn't he?
Yeah, well, that's part of the Violence Policy Center, intentional confusion, and these people just bite right into it. They're hooked fish, and you reel them right in. This guy doesn't.
The answer to that, ladies and gentlemen, is no. The answer to that is no. It was not.
Yeah.
But why should that matter when they can create that narrative, which they do all the time. Nothing new to us, right?
Yeah. Then another guy. I have a lifelong deer hunter and own several rifles and shotguns. I have never in my life seen a hunter in the woods of Maine using an AR-style rifle for hunting. I do understand these rifles are legal to possess and use, but considering the controversial nature of this style of weapon in today's society, I wonder why the department is sponsoring a workshop on maintaining these weapons. Why not one on cleaning and maintaining rifles the sportsmen commonly use for hunting, like bolt action, lever action, pump action, you know, and
well, his name, I saw that too, and he signed it Elmer G. Fudd.
Yeah, exactly right. But what really got me was, after going through all this, is that I had this one guy actually attack me. Let me see if I, oh, yes, let me, Old Cat, that's the screen name. And where are the FUDs? Okay, you know, as lifelong resident sportsman of Maine and now a senior citizen, I have never been contacted by the department. Besides, it's not the job to teach you how to clean your AR. They're supposed to be spending money that's supposed to go to supporting wildlife, supposed to be game animals, not this BS. Well, wait a minute, pal. It's the law. They have to do the teaching. And if you're saying that rifle maintenance and cleaning are not part of the hunter safety training, then you don't know what you're talking about. And lastly, where are the FUDs? David Kodria, Maryland has enough anti-2A going on without your BS. You, sir, are an $$$hat. Okay.
Wow.
So where are the FUDs? Well, pal, you know, I think I just talked to one.
You certainly did. It's remarkable. Ooh. You want to give the definition for FUD, David, to listeners who might not know?
Well, it's basically, you said Elmer Fudd, but it's not just hunters and sport shooters, okay? There are plenty of great hunters and sport shooters who do so much for the Second Amendment that we all owe them a debt of gratitude. What a FUD is it's the hunter or sport shooter who throws everybody else out of the bus, doesn't care about their right, doesn't understand that the Second Amendment isn't about hunting, throws the evil black rifle owners. You know, it was the Jim Zumbo experience that he got in trouble on and since tried to rehabilitate himself and his reputation on, when he said that they're basically, you know, there's no need to have these weapons. And you know what, folks? You need to have all of them. And if you can say that we can have our shotgun, but you can't have your AR, then you're just giving the government power to come back, and they will come back and ban your shotgun when it's time for them to.
Yeah, and here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. You have a right to have whatever one you want. If you choose not to have one, don't have one. It's that simple. But don't tell me because you have your lever action and your shotgun that I can't have my AR-15 and whatever else I want, because I can. And those are what we describe, ladies and gentlemen, as FUDs. Now, I was kidding about, you know, when he signed it, Elmer G. Fudd. I was being facetious because that's really where the FUD comes from. Is the Elmer FUD out there walking around with his shotgun and nobody else can have anything else because that's what he has? Oh, good heavens, David. As my wife would say, oh, goodness. Goodness. It just never stops. And it comes from our side, too. Although, is that really our side? I guess that's a legitimate question, right? Is that guy really our side?
We get people on our side that turn around and basically cry for gun control. One of the things I've written about many times in the past drives me nuts is when I hear some gun owners endorse, say, enforce existing gun laws. No. Which gun laws do you want to enforce? You're saying that gun control works? It doesn't. You're making the anti-argument. Why don't you just be a colonist and say, enforce existing intolerable acts?
Intolerable acts. Well, this takes us to the break coming up, and that's the gun store owner. You wrote this piece on the 17th, and I'm glad we're getting to this now. But we have 30 seconds, so I'll take us to the break with the headline here, ladies and gentlemen. It's a perfect segue David just set us up for. Probably didn't even realize it. Great work, David, as usual. Gun store owner defends approval of Biden background check rule. Rule. Law? Rule. Law? Rule. ATF rule. Law? No. Rule. Put in force by a law enforcement agency, a rogue, unconstitutional law enforcement agency. There's a difference between a rule and a law. We'll discuss it with David Codrey and find out what this FUD had to say. We'll just stay on the word FUD, because FUD is a fun word. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues. Two more segments with the great David Codrey. Don't go away.
Daniel Defense firearms are guaranteed for life, trusted worldwide, and designed, engineered, and manufactured right here in America. Daniel Defense, freedom, passion, precision.
Ah, yes, Daniel Defense, freedom, passion, and precision. Freedom, passion, and precision. The drawing is tomorrow, guys. So if you got your tickets yet, over at the DoubleDFoundation.org, theDoubleDFoundation.org, $25 a ticket, 5 for $100, you might win. You might win. And if you do, you're going to get that custom M4A1 all tricked out, valued at just under $5,000 at $49.99. DanielDefense.com and theDoubleDFoundation.org. Welcome back to the 6 Hour Studios. X Insurance is presenting all of this today. David Codrey, welcome back. My friend, my brother from another mother. So let's go here, David, to, hold on, I'm behind myself here. Gun store owner defending approval of Biden background check rule. How do you connect the dots with somebody like that, with a federal firearms licensee who, as you say, would be in tune with the Biden administration? How does that work? What's the mentality here? What's his thought process? Can you tell us?
I tried to connect the dots. This guy, and to just read from the WJAC TV report that I segued off of, says Thomas Engel is the owner of Hunter's Warehouse in Belafonte, and he says he supports the change, saying it puts everyone on equal footing. The report explains this is the Biden ATF and private sales bill, or, you know, executive order. At gun shows, he says people could buy and sell without licenses and insurances. He says background checks do not equal registration. Well, I could refute every one of those statements.
Do it. Go there. It's important.
The bottom line is that it creates a record of who bought what. And the only thing stopping it right now is an appropriations prohibition on ATF creating a database, or on the government creating a database to be able to register all guns. That could change with a simple majority. And you go back to 2015, I believe it is, National Institute of Justice report, in which the analyst said that universal background checks, the only way that they can work is if you have a gun registration system. And so we know that this is all part and parcel of the plan, and that the NICS is the way in which that they're going to be able to gather the data to do exactly that. As far as gun shows, he says people could buy and sell without licenses and insurances. Well, he's in Pennsylvania. You don't need a license to get a gun in Pennsylvania. You don't need insurance to have a gun in Pennsylvania. As far as putting people on equal footing, what is he really worried about here when he says that? I remember, and Mark, you remember too, how many trainers came out against constitutional carry, mm-hmm. permitless carry, because it would eat into their revenues. And I'm sorry, pal, but no, my rights are more important than that. And the bottom line is that if you're going to be a responsible gun owner, you see the value of training, and you go for the training that really matters, and you pay the price for it. And that's not something that is ever going to be mandated, or that can be mandated to have people become responsible. I'm sorry.
And let's make this point that it didn't eat into their profits. In fact, they're busier now than they've ever been. There's that. Okay. And again, he goes a little bit further here, too. He says, well, a lot of people say it's an infringement of their rights and stuff. But the problem is the public wants to feel safe. How many directions can we go there? So let's go a few directions there in this segment. David, I have a right to keep and bear arms for defense of myself, my family, my business, my property. That's my constitutional right. It's my God-given right, recognized by the Constitution, not created by the Constitution. I want to continue to make that point. That's very important. What right does he have that supersedes my right when I want to carry a firearm so I can feel safe?
And feelings are subjective. I read an article, I think it was for Guns Magazine or Guns and Ammo, one of the mags I wrote for years and years ago, and it was called Feelings, Nothing More Than Feelings, taken from the song, okay? And I'm not responsible for how you feel. I'm sorry, if you want to be a paranoid, and there are going to be people who are just absolute hoplophobes, they're going to be scared of anyone who has a gun, anyone who has a quote-unquote assault weapon, because that's the way they've been conditioned, and their feelings have absolutely no bearing on objective reality. And so the bottom line is that you're feeling safe is not the same as if you are safe. And the way that you are safe is you make sure that you are as hard of a target, you know, against attack as possible. You know, people say to me, well, you know, stuff like this never happens here. I live in a real safe neighborhood. And my rejoinder to that has been, I'll bet you Sharon Tate thought she lived in a real safe neighborhood, too.
Now, there's lots of Sharon Tates out there, too, that felt they lived in a real safe neighborhood. He goes even farther. Ladies and gentlemen, this is really good. It's fun to dig into this. I really appreciate this. This is why I wanted you on today. I really appreciate this column. They want to know that a gun owner that has that gun should have the gun and isn't a restricted individual. We'll go to that in just a moment. If you just sell, all you care about is money, and you just hand somebody a gun without running that background check, you take a lot of risk in who you hand that gun to. So let's start at the top. They want to know, meaning the public, John Q. Public, wants to know that a gun owner that has that gun should have the gun and isn't a restricted individual have that gun. Well, first of all, how is that working out for you in all of your gun-controlled cities? Dare we name them all, David?
Yeah, and there are again, government studies, Bureau of Justice Statistics, did prisoner surveys, DOJ has come out with its own, and the bottom line is something like 7% of the guns traced back to crime were bought through the NICS system. Most of them are bought black market. They're stolen. They're obtained in all kinds of illegal ways, and there's nothing to stop them. And in terms of, say, I do have a background check. Say I do have, in a real blue state, I have licensing and registration. Well, we just saw that idiot drunk woman plow into the children's birthday party, and she was licensed and she was registered, so that guarantees nothing.
Yes, she was also insured. Now, let's go to the second half of that. Yeah, there's that too. We could just keep going with that. All you care about is money. You just hand somebody a gun without running that background check. You take a lot of risk in who you hand that gun to. Now, let's look at both sides of this. I personally don't sell guns. I've been to millions of gun shows. I've lost count over the years. Lost count. Wish I had my money back. I'd have all my money back. But I can't count how many times I've walked in with a firearm in a box, maybe to trade. And everybody walking by, what you got in the gun? Is that for sale? My response is no. Well, what do you got? Doesn't matter. It's not for sale. I don't make it a habit, David, to sell guns to people that I don't know and I've never met. It's just me. I just don't do that. Now, I have before handed guns to people that I've never met after I saw a weapons license, for example, because it was a giveaway that I did publicly on air. And the individual that won the gun lives not too far from me, actually, just by fluke. And I, you know, he had a Georgia carry license. I knew he had, just like when you go in with a Georgia carry license at an FFL, that is your background check. That's what the license is there for. That's why I still recommend people get it, even in a constitutional carry state, if you actively buy guns. Most places, it acts as your background check. So that was good for me. Is that his real concern? Or is it that people are just taking business away from him? He thinks that's the case. What's his ulterior motive here? 30 seconds, and we'll come back and discuss it some more.
You know, I think that he is just misinformed, and he's. I'll talk about it after the break about the phone conversation I had with him. He got kind of belligerent with me, and,
oh, good.
And it's unfortunate it's unfortunate because he's got really good Yelp reviews. Okay, I'm not sure that this isn't somebody that couldn't be brought around if he just got out of his own way.
Well, maybe we can help get him out of his own way. We'll decide whether to name names when we come back. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense has one more segment with the great David Kodria. You will be hearing from David on Sunday's 15th anniversary show as well. We're looking forward to that. Could there be an original OG roundtable from all those years ago in the making? I don't know. Could happen. We'll be back with David right after this.
This segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is being brought to you by Daniel Defense. Visit DanielDefense.com. Now, back to the show.
Indeed, back to the show. A couple of our partners I want you to know about. BarrelBuddy.com. BarrelBuddy.com. If you have firearms, you need to clean those firearms. You need to keep them clean. And I've admitted many, many times that I've not spent near enough time doing that. Cleaning the gun's always been a hassle. I've never really enjoyed that. I just didn't. I'm not that guy. Barrel Buddy, now I really enjoy it because it's super easy. I use two of those little Barrel Buddies, pass right through. My firearm is clean. No patches, no mess, no garbage, no getting yelled at, no stink, no crap all over my hands. BarrelBuddy.com. I've been through bags of them. I think I'm out. No, I do have one. I have one extra bag. But nonetheless, BarrelBuddy.com. They're $14.99, ladies and gentlemen. 14 bucks. And you get 50 of them in a bag. You can clean 15 firearms thoroughly, easily. You can do it at the range with these things. It's super easy. BarrelBuddy.com. And you got to feed your weapons, right? AmmoSquared.com. Best thing I've seen in quite some time. AmmoSquared.com. It's like a 401k for ammo. You just tell them what budget you set, and they load up an account for you and keep your ammo there on their site stored. And you just set it and forget it. Time goes by. You get a notification. I joined it. I'm already on my second notification. I think there's 60 rounds now because I got billed once. I think it's in 7 days. They sent me a notification. So I'll have 60 rounds and just keep adding ammo to it. And it will grow like crazy. They will ship it to me immediately whenever I choose to get it. If all of a sudden I come up on hard times and I want my money, I sell it right back to them and they pay me back. It's that simple. AmmoSquared.com. It's a beautiful thing. Patriot Mobile on the phone. You know, they can call me on a Patriot Mobile phone. HeavensHarvest.com. Carry the Cross. Crossbreed Holsters. All of our great partners can be found at ArmedAmericanRadio.com, including GoatGuns.com. GoatGuns.com. Start your habit now. They are incredibly addictive. First-time purchase, use AAR. As the promo code, you take 10% off right out of the box. David Kodria, welcome back, brother, from another mother. It's always a pleasure to have you here, man.
Always good to be here, man.
All right, so you took us to the break. I'll just turn the mic back over to you and take it away.
Well, the bottom line is that I did call him on the phone. You know, I didn't want to just take the newspaper's word for what it was he said. I wanted to get
smart
it from him,
man.
even though they had him on video saying all those statements. But I just asked him, you know, I go, I'm writing an article on this, and I identified who I was and who I was writing for. And he kind of got belligerent. He said, first of all, he wasn't aware anybody was upset with him. I said, it's on your own Facebook page. All these people were just pouring onto his Facebook page, just killing him, and he was oblivious to it. Then he gets defensive. Then he's telling me he's not going to talk to me unless I come in and see him in person, and he can check me out. And I said, I'm not here to debate you. You know, tell you what, I will send you an email. I will send you, you can check me out. All my links are there. You can see who I am. And I'm inviting you to make whatever comment you want. And that way you'll be sure that I will not edit it. You can say exactly what you want to say. I will reproduce it exactly. And that way you'll have your say. And he never responded, and then he started defending himself on Facebook, and then he just said the heck with it, and he just started removing all comments that were negative against him. So
let's read some of them.
I guess, I'm sorry?
Want to? Let's read some of those comments, because they're fun.
Oh, I embedded them in the article. Yeah, go ahead. I don't have that pulled up in front of me. Go ahead.
Do not do business here. Owner supports more gun control. Next one. Media loves spotlighting gum flapping firearms influencers who turn on to their on their own to increase business. I wouldn't call this guy an influencer, but nonetheless. What gun show loophole are you talking about in that article exactly? Gun owners and enthusiasts everywhere want to know. We've been hearing about it for years from the media and would love to have been able to use it, but we can't seem to find it. And he continues, and that's cut off. Nope, never buying from this shop. Just more of that I support the Second Amendment, but mentality from these guys. They always get the worst FUDs they can find for these quote-unquote interviews. Look at this dude, mad that people want to do private transactions between each other and not buy his overpriced junk that's been collecting dust for 20 years. Oh, I could go on and on and on because you did. And he was unaware of that on his own Facebook page.
Yeah, he was absolutely oblivious to it. And then he gets in and he starts trying to fend off the arguments with arguments of his own. And he decided it was a losing proposition, and so he just went ahead and removed all of those comments and all of his comments showing he was defending himself too, because he didn't want anybody to realize there was a controversy. Just a couple days ago, somebody put the link to my article onto his Facebook, and I took a screenshot of that and went back and I said, you know, we'll see how long it stays up, and of course it's gone. Okay.
Well, you know, I love, you know, the Taylor Swift thing, right? Haters gonna hate, right?
Yeah.
Haters gonna hate, or whatever she does. I love this last comment. FUD's gonna FUD. You know, it's just,
yeah.
Some people just come up with the best stuff. Like, why couldn't I think of that one at the right moment in time? FUD's gonna FUD.
You know, like I said, you know, it's like, I'm sorry he took that attitude and didn't want to engage. You know, my intent was not to go in and try to destroy a guy's livelihood. I think he's, you know, basically,
he did that all by himself.
You know, the harm he's doing, he's doing to himself. And I mean, it's possible that there's a teaching moment in this. But if someone is going to close their mind, then, you know, this is something that he's going to have to, you know, just deal with himself. But my offer still stands open. I'm not here. You asked me to come on, but I'm not here to badmouth the guy. If he wants
he
to give
himself.
Me his. You know, his full manifesto, I'll post it.
I've never met a gun shop owner ever that, and I've met a lot of them. I've never met a gun shop owner that wasn't in tune with the fight for the right to bear arms. Not one in any state ever have I not met a gun owner that was not, or a gun, I should say an FFL, a gun dealer, that was not in tune with this fight. Almost to the extent that we are every single day, because they're FFLs. Their livelihood is based on it, and this guy apparently was not. You got to wonder. You got to wonder how could he not have
minutes of fame with the news channel?
Probably not knowing how the media plays games and how people are going to respond. We're talking about it on a national radio program on dozens of radio stations right now around the country.
Hey, I got one that just came up on Ammo Land. I sent you a text. I don't know if you saw it or not, but I want to call attention to it. Gun banning Democrat charged with burglary could become prohibited person. Okay.
Yes,
and this,
I saw
state
that.
Senator for Minnesota, Nicole Mitchell, was just arrested for first degree burglary. And it turns out she went into her stepmother's house to retrieve a bunch of things, dressed in black, and broke into the place and got arrested. She's charged with burglary now, and she's a big gun grabber, posing with Moms Demand Action people, and you know, buying into the whole disarm you bill of nonsense that these people push. And the bottom line is that looking up first degree burglary in Minnesota, it's first degree may be sentenced to imprisonment for not more than 20 years or to payment of fine and not more than $35,000 or both. And
happen
so the
to
bottom
a better
line
hypocrite.
Is,
we got how much time, Greg? 10 seconds?
If she's convicted, she's a gun grabbing prohibited person.
There you go. Couldn't have happened to a better hypocrite. I can't tell you the last time I wore black to get into somebody's house, David. Oh, that was never. Okay. David Kodrew, thank you for being here, man. I appreciate it so much. Looking forward to having you on the big 15-year Monster Cast celebratory show we're going to bust out coming up this Sunday for you, ladies and gentlemen. That's David Kodrew, AmmoLand.com. David Kodrew, War on Guns. Enjoy your day. We'll see you on the radio.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.